Well, these two nations have gone to war more than once, but it's the biggest cricket match in the world between India and Pakistan that has the world's attention this morning. We reached BBC correspondent Aleem Maqbool watching that match on a jumbotron in Islamabad.
It is an official holiday here, which is just as well, because nobody would have gone to work or to school or to university if it wasn't.
Listen, there's the live feed.
Umar Gul, interball to Reiner, who's there on 14. And he goes for a big shot down the ground, and he gets it as well. One bounce into the sight screen. They like that.
Well, you may not know what's going on there in that live feed from the BBC. The match in India between India and Pakistan, the cricket match, a billion people watching. And look around your community. There may be some South Asian restaurants or dives or hangouts that are actually in business this morning, with people gathered around their own televisions.
Absolutely.
Watching this.
I have friends in L.A. holding a party as we speak.
We found one here in New York City. New York Police Department Detective Jeff Thompson joins us, along with Sergeant Adil Rana of the NYPD Community Affairs Bureau. They're both at a cricket party in Brooklyn, New York. Jeff Thompson, how many people are there?
Oh, first, thanks for having us on. It's, I'd say, at least just over 50 people here.
Adil, I want you to hold the phone up, and I want you to ask, first of all, who's cheering for India, and then who's cheering for Pakistan?
You're going to have 1 second. I'm going to ask right now. Who's cheering for Pakistan?
I don't know. It looks like Pakistan's doing better. How's it going in the match, Adil?
Right now, I mean, it looks like it's getting a little... it looked really bad for Pakistan a few minutes ago, but it looks like Pakistan's trying to control his team and have a good competition. So it could go either way at this point.
And it can always go either way in cricket. Yeah. That's one of the things about the sport. Jeff Thompson, are you following the action there?
Yes, I am. And it's pretty loud here, but I can hear you guys. It's a great opportunity for not only for me to get to watch some cricket, but also to stay involved with the community, not just during the summertime when we do our competition, but also during the World Cup.
We should point out that Jeff Thompson and Adil Rana are part of the NYPD Community Affairs Bureau that have started a cricket league in New York City as a way of reaching out to communities in South Asia, in the New York area.
A successful program.
It's a form of community building. It's also a form of sort of maintaining contact in communities that other people might feel are prone to radicalization, that sort of thing. It was a fascinating discussion we had months ago. How important, Adil Rana, is cricket to the communities that you work with?
This is a huge part of their, daily life, and everybody's so excited here. Like I was telling you before, India was doing really good at in the beginning of the match, and everybody was so quiet here. But all of a sudden, this crowd went up, to see the Pakistanis catching up, and the cricket being part of this their young life from back home. Obviously, majority of these people have been playing cricket all their life, and to come here, they don't have that much opportunity. And NYPD was able to help these kids, and which they are very grateful of. And we have a lot of those kids here present with us today to come and watch this match. And that was one of the main reasons we decided to do this, because our next season is coming up soon, and this is a thing to show that we're here to interact with these kids.
You know, Adil, I got to ask you if you're tweeting, because we went and looked at the current ESPN coverage of the match, and there's a lot of stuff there that I don't recognize. We actually, looking at the scores, couldn't tell who was winning. That's how confusing these scores are.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to explain to you. You don't know, because there's only two innings in cricket. It's not like baseball. Baseball, you get out, you get a chance again. Over here, you only have one chance to get out. And India is playing first, and once everybody's out or they reach 40 overs, then they have a break, and then Pakistan gets a chance to play and try to meet the score.
That's what they say, Adil Rana. Cricket's not like baseball. It's also not like Egyptian hieroglyphics either. Adil Rana, there's a somber moment here. This is the first India-Pakistan match since the terror incidents in Mumbai. Are you sensing any tension among the folks that are watching at your cricket party? There are a billion people around the world watching this match.
No, absolutely not. Matter of fact, the beginning of the match with the ceremony, you had Pakistan and India's prime ministers going out and shaking hands with each individual players from both sides, and it showed that they were willing to look look for the future and look for the positive relationship. Yes, there are bad apples everywhere, but majority of the people, especially in this group right now where we're together, and also within these communities, they all want to work together. They have relationships with Indian and they both have good relationships with each other. So it's all, like I was saying before, it's all bad apples. So, you can't just judge everybody with one act.
It's Adil Rana of the NYPD Community Affairs Bureau. So NYPD Detective Jeff Thompson, a weapon for bringing peace to communities and peace to the world. Cricket, you told us that months ago. It's true on a global scale this morning.
Yeah, so I don't know if I said it was a weapon. I think it's a tool.
Cool, right.
Tool.
I said it was a weapon. I'm the idiot.
No, it's one of the many different ways that the NYPD reaches out to communities. And I think cricket is beautiful and unique in that it's what the community loves here. And we figure the police commissioner himself realized it's the most genuine way to reach out to primarily the young men in this community.
Right. And I remember, Jeff, I remember, Detective, you're an Irish dude, right?
Well, yeah, Irish and German descent, and that's what I was just going to say, Celeste.
Great, so you're not...
As confusing as cricket might be, it took me only 8 years to get used to it.
All right,
so don't worry.
So we got asked a question. We got asked a question, Jeff. You got any money on this game?
No. Admittedly, I'm more of an Australia fan, but in the interest of police-community relations, I'm cheering for both teams to do
all
well.
Right. Jeff Thompson and Adil Rana at the cricket party in Brooklyn watching the India-Pakistan match that seems to be going well for India, but Pakistan catching up. Thanks, guys.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.